This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. More than 25 years ago, on the morning of November 3rd, 1979, in Greensboro, North Carolina, five American communists were killed by a group of neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan members. Now, an informal commission, which was formed to review the events of that day, is about to hold its first hearing. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs reports.
It was November 3rd, 1979. The day was a bit foggy with a drizzle, a slight worry to the members of the Communist Workers' Party, or CWP. They had their rally planned that day, their Death to the Klan rally. But the skies cleared and the rally went ahead. News cameras caught most of the rally on tape. CWP demonstrators set up sound equipment and sang protest songs. A caravan of Klansmen and Nazis drove slowly past the procession's starting point. Demonstrators began chanting.
Death to the Klan! Death to the Klan! Death to the Klan!
A few started banging on the Klansmen's cars in the caravan. Some Klansmen and Nazis got out, and then a brawl broke out. Soon, the gunfire started. After 88 seconds of shooting, four CWP members were dead and another would die later. Nelson Johnson, a communist leader and organizer of the November 3rd rally, remembers finding one of his fallen comrades, Jim Waller, after the shooting had stopped.
I went over to Jim, who was laying on his back, and I turned him over. He had glasses on, thick glasses. Jim was a doctor in addition to the other things he did. And he was breathing deep and hard. And I held him for a minute, and he stopped breathing. And his eyes closed. And so I had him in my arm, and his wife, Signe, came over. And I said to Signe, "Signe, he's gone."
Tensions between the Communist Workers' Party and Ku Klux Klan had been building for months. The CWP had been trying to organize employees of textile plants in the area, such as Greensboro's Cone Mills. The communists accused the KKK of helping big business and government foil unionizing efforts. The Klan was already upset over the fact that a few months earlier, the communists had disrupted one of their rallies in the North Carolina town of China Grove. For Nelson Johnson and some of his fellow CWP alumni, a re-examination of the events leading up to the shooting by a Truth and Reconciliation Commission would help bridge divisions in the community. In 1980, an all-white jury in Greensboro acquitted six Klansmen and Nazis caught on videotape shooting at the demonstrators.
What I'm saying is that no effort has ever been made to put together a good contextual framework that plays the many facts that are dribbled out over against distortions and put in a different context. No effort has ever been made to do that.
After helping set up the commission, Nelson Johnson has stepped back and it's operating independently. It has a small research staff, seven volunteer commissioners, and is funded by foundation grants. The commission is scheduled to hold a series of hearings this summer and then produce a report.
Good evening. I'm
Mukta Jost. Mukta Jost is one of the commissioners. She's going door-to-door in a neighborhood near Greensboro's Cone Mills textile plant, publicizing the hearings and taking statements from people who know about the 1979 shootings. The elderly white man who answers the door declines to give his name and says he wishes the commission would just go away.
I think it's ridiculous. Why don't they just forget about it? I think it ought to be forgotten. I do, really do. I mean, it was a shame it happened.
Some people think the Truth and Reconciliation Commission will produce a biased report.
Their aim is for this commission to find a conspiracy.
Mike Schlosser was Guilford County's district attorney in 1979. He prosecuted the case against the Nazis and Klansmen, but he was not aided in his case by the CWP. Its members refused to testify. So Schlosser's not sympathetic with the CWP's need to hold these hearings.
What will happen ultimately is that the CWP members will testify. Very few, if anyone, with opposing viewpoint will testify. And the CWP members will dominate. And whether it be good information or bad information, is going to be presented to the commissioners. They will make their findings, I suspect, upon that.
The Greensboro police and other city officials are also skeptical of the CWP's current efforts at reconciliation. Back then, Nelson Johnson and the communists were on record as saying the police and the DA's office were part of a government-led conspiracy against their unionizing efforts. Johnson still believes that today. Police and city officials have always denied such claims. Now, former Greensboro Police Chief William Swing, who declined to be recorded, said in a recent telephone interview that Nelson Johnson's accusations do not deserve to be dignified with a response. As for the defense, one of the lawyers for the neo-Nazis and KKK was 89-year-old Robert Cahoon. Cahoon, now retired, stands by his case. He says the communist demonstrators initiated the clash by attacking the Klan's cars and that shots were fired on both sides.
I have no use for the KKK. I have no use for the Nazis, less than no use. But it's not a popularity contest. It's not who's sweet and likable. It's who is guilty and who's not guilty. They were not guilty. They were acting in self-defense, and they were terrified. They were frightened to death. They thought they were going to be killed.
But Robert Lackey, one of the jurors during the trial, still has misgivings about the outcome. He says he always regretted going along with the decision to acquit.
Well, I always thought they were guilty of something, you know, not just to say not guilty across the board because of what they did. But, you know, with the facts that we had and we saw one side of the thing, since there was no people from the CWP to come in and state their cause and what they did and why they did it, it was probably just the easy way out to say, not guilty, let's go home. You know, we'd been there long enough. I've said many times I shouldn't have went that way. I should have just hung the jury, you know, and just said, well, this ain't right. You know, these guys have did something that's not the way that we should behave in this area and in this country, in this nation, you know.
Lackey says he thinks the commission's intentions are good, if a little unrealistic. Lackey says he doubts the commission will succeed in convincing any KKK members to participate in the reconciliation process. And Lackey says that if he were asked to participate, he'd be a little apprehensive because, as far as he knows, the Klan is still active. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.